Hello everyone. Thanks for listening my first episode and giving me lots of love. It was a pleasure to get such a support and affection from you guys. So today I will start with a short story which I admire. It is a story of Lord Indra, Lord Shiv and farmers. Once Lord Indra got upset with farmers, he announced there will be no rain for 12 years and you won't be able to produce any crops. Farmer begged for clemency from Lord Indra, who then said rain will be possible only if Lord Shiva plays his damru. But he secretly requested Lord Shiva not to agree to this farmers. And when farmers reached Lord Shiva, he repeated the same things that he will play damru after 12 years. Disappointed farmers decided to wait till 12 years. But one farmer regularly was digging, treating and putting manure in the soil and sowing the seeds even with no crops emerging. Other farmers were making fun of that farmer. After 3 years, farmers asked that farmer, "Why are you wasting your time and energy when you know that rain will not come before 12 years? He replied, "I know that crops won't come out, but I am doing it as a matter of practice. After 12 years, I will forget the process of growing crops and working in the field, so I must keep it doing so that I am fit to produce the crop the moment there is rain after 12 years. Hearing this argument, Goddess Parvati praised his virgin before Lord Shiv and said, "You may also forget playing the damru after 12 years." The innocent Lord Shiv, in his anxiety, just tried to play the damru to check if he could. And hearing the sound of damru, immediately there was rain. And the farmer who was regularly working in the field got his crop emerged immediately while others were disappointed. So guys, keep practicing and follow your skills and upgrade your skills till the lockdown gets lifted. And even after that, I know many of you would be practicing your skills and passion during this lockdown. So please continue doing it after this lockdown gets lifted. Guys, do support me, love me and stay tuned with me. Bye.